project. Was the one of the points from yesterday, we discussed in the Rambam, the Chaimer of Shavuos Sheker, because of Chil Hashem. As the Rambam writes, that worse than other Chayavim. And writes in the Halacha Beis, Yud Beis Beis, Avayin Zem and Achamuris, who Moshe Baran built a shuva. And Ram goes on to explain, Akash and Makaris, but what's the Chomer Gizchol Hashem? So, yesterday we were discussing in Shir whether he agrees to Ramban or not. The Ramban says that Avayin of a Shua Sheker is not worse than, it's more than a regular, but it's on level with Karis. It's not worse, based on the Mishnah and Yuma. So I thought the Rambam was the same way, not like that. And then so I thought it was like this. The Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva writes that Avayin Chil Hashem is even worse than Avayin Chil Hashem is even worse than Kriyas Beis Din. Writes over there. And Parakal of Hilchos Teshuva at the end said, also based on Mar Yuma, then the room shall Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem, in the also Teshuva gave him Kippur, and the Umbe Teshuva of all of Yisurim, he had everything. He had Teshuva, he had him Kippur, and Yisurim, those are the mission they explain the various need, different Kapara. Still, and Scott Prachi Amos. So you see that Chil Hashem is worse than all other areas. So I thought that's what Ram was saying over here also, that's the Chil Hashem is worse. And I saw in the Oris, in Rabbi Yashiv, he shtal sutaka that Ram, he explains Ram like that. But as Rabbi Abram pointed out this morning, L'chayr, it's not Shem Rambam, because Rambam says, Avoin ze min hachamura yisuh. Right? Avoin ze min hachamurais. So if you look over there in Hilchos Teshuva, he sends you to Hilchos Teshuva. So I thought he sent you to Hilchos Teshuva, the end of Perek Aleph. We discussed Chil Hashem is worse than other areas. But Rehman is not. He's right. And Rambam is referring to what he writes in Perek Aleph of Teshuva, where Halacha Beis, he says, it says, that Mechaper on Averis, Kalos, V'chamurais. Yeah? So he says, Mahina Kalos, Mahina Chamurais. Hachamurais, Hein Averis, Chayim Lamises, Bezen, Akaris. Ushvua Shah, V'sheker, Apish, Ein Bakaris, Harehi, Mina Chamurais. So there the Ram is clear that what he says is a chumrah, shua shav, that it's min hachamuris, meaning it's equal to the chamuris, even though b'chayra, and then really it's hard from my point, but if Ram does say that it's chil Hashem, and rei chil Hashem, Ram says it's more chamur. So, akbanu, but the pshan Rambam remains that Rambam's equating Avayin Shvua Shav and Shvua Sheker with the Chamuras, not that it's more. So we have our, why Takana? It's Chil Hashem. If we call between, Rambam says that if it's a Chil Hashem, it means Chil Hashem B'Shasim Nuna there, people see. But here, it's an inherent Chil Hashem, I don't know why.
I don't know,
is
there a difference between Sirim Shtalech and
The Rambam says,
the
Sim Shtalech
is like the wild card.
Right.
So it's indeed, it will be
Machaper on the Chil Hashem. It will be. But without it,
then until
Misri,
you're not
going to
get
it. Rambam says,
Avakriz,
you still need
Yisur,
even with Sarim Shtalech.
You with
Sarim Shtalech? Yeah. Ram says in Al-Dalat, Akbish Achuva Mchaperes, I'll call. Oh, so Ats Mashiach Mchapur Mchaper.
He's not talking
about Sirim Shleil. Oh, we're not Sirim Shleil. Okay, so what do you want?
We'll cover it.
Im
Hashem.
Im Hashem. When the Rambam says is only with the Tzumah Shel Yom, and that's Shemesh Leah. Shemesh Leah and Chal Hashem.
I mean, we see that it's Mechaper on Shavuah, right? Shavuah is Chal Hashem. That's good. That's good. We got Hagufa.
That's a question. So, the right answer is right. Well, we have a question. Right? You know, it's a mirror answer. Okay. So maybe that's the answer. After marrying a little more than Ramah Chalshuva, Rehavim suggested maybe that Sirim Shleif is in Mechaper Chal Hashem. Ramam had said that Chal Hashem needs Misa. That's talking about Dafka with the Itzum Hashem Kippur is Mechaper, but not with the Sirim Shleif. Maybe that's more potent. So anyway. So just one more point. Okay, that's just a little clarification on the chaimer of the Shavuot Taka. But I saw that based on the fact that it's Chil Hashem, you said it's Chil Hashem, so I saw that the Arsameach, however, we saw in the Rambam that the Rambam's Mechalik between Gabayim. Yeah, between a time is suffering and time is vaday, right? Only time is shvur that's bum mekayach time is vaday needs iyum. So what's the difference? What's the difference? So right, what's the time is vaday? Time is sham. We got the iyum. So the sma explains that if the time is vaday, there's already a chash that maybe he's lying. There is someone screaming that he's lying. So there's a chash that he's lying. So Meila of this is already a chash that he's lying. So now we're more worried that perhaps he's lying. Meila, we need him to make sure that he's not going to lie. Good pshat, simple pshat. Shankim, but Tan Shema, no real reason to think he's lying. Right? Sure, Shema. We have no reason to. Again, answer, but not line answer with no idea. Right? Elmar, he has to swear anyway. Say it. So there, there's no yim. I saw that Simcha, the Arsameach, wants a taina. What?
Somebody is telling him he's lying. He's saying, you owe me more.
No, he doesn't know. The taina Shema. He's not sure. He's not sure, let's say, but he's not sure if the behemoth, the Shimer, yeah, the Bekagim was Nansa not. He doesn't know. That's one of the shvuas that you nishba even on Tanya Shema. Most shvuas in the Tanya Bari, but the Shema has no clue what happened. The Matka has no clue, so the Shema has to swear. He knows Tanya Shema, but it is no iyum. So he says Pashit, Zaktesma Pashit, because we have no real chash. There's no requirement of iyum. I saw that Rabbi Simcha wants to say that since the Holy Site is Atzchul Hashem, so if it's time is Vaday, right? So then somebody knows it's more of a Chol Hashem because the Mashbia knows that he's lying, so it's more of a Chol Hashem. Therefore, there's more reason for him. Hashem came by Hashem came with time Hashem. Okay. So you're gonna mess up your family. I'm sure. Elohim al kolcha. What's that? Atin esbicha nachtes b'saracha. Atayim lefnei mala kishkagi. Lo meyiktzayv Elohim al kolcha v'chibel as masi edecha. Lama. Yiktzav Elohim al kolcha b'chab as masi edecha. Masha banim masi edecha. That's not the mishpach. That's the banim. That's talking about by net. Chaver shebetayra nifrom menu, kani menu mikol ha'olam tulay shenemar oloi v'chachesh v'ratzayach v'ganoi v'noif paratzu v'damim v'noif paratzu v'damim v'damim nago. Ve'ema. It says Allah, right? Ve'em adavu l'kulu. There's a whole list over here, yeah. Allah, chachesh, ratzaya, ganay, tzicha, gnei, v'niyuf, yeah. So we say no, even on shvu alone. How do you know it's even shvu alone? Let's talk about this. It says mipnei Allah of la'aretz. So you see that shvu alone, the pasuk in Yeshaya. Okay. I'm sorry, Ben Yirmiyah. If they all are of the arts, so you see that what that shvulam. Also, it says that's in Hamshach, the first pasuk. I don't know why we're put down the pasuk Yirmiyah first. The pasuk Shay also al kain to abal arets v'umu kol yeshvei ba b'chayes zada al kain. So Gemara is saying. Al Kain. Oh, 1 second. How do we know? What? How do you know what's going on? On Allah? Al Kain. How do you know?
Because the first was in Yirmiyahu.
No. What? No.
It's so Shea, right?
It's both in Shea.
When Yirmiyahu
does it. No, but that's the first. That's more his first pasuk. Uksiv, another pasuk. One but in the Urim it says the fair. May Allah of Lords. That I understand. But Uksir is more saying another pasuk, you know? Al Kain. It's not a continuation. One's in the Urim, one's in Hosea. That's a hemshir of the pasuk of Allah, yes. But the pasuk of Allah doesn't say, it says Allah v'chakesh v'tzoyev v'ganev Al Kain. How do you know what it's going on? Maybe it's going on. The Marakash, maybe it's going on. There's a whole list of it, yeah?
See from Urim it's going on Allah.
Again, but then this pasuk is not most of anything.
How
do you know
the first
pasuk in Hosea
was talking about
Avlar? That the Gemara understood right away. The Gemara says that more than a kash, how do you know it's kol ha'olam? That the Gemara didn't ask. Gemara said, how do you know? The Gemara understood that the Hemshch says al kain to Avlar. Obviously, the Gemara knew that. Otherwise, the Gemara didn't make the pasuk. The Gemara didn't ask. That wasn't Gemara's kash. Gemara said, maybe you need all of it. So how do we see in this pasuk that's going on Shvuah? Anybody? Okay. Check it out. Scroll. Okay. Sifta, right. Right. Chol v'esh b'tayra. Im yesh schos. I'm sorry, woman tataisa. Shenem alveh. Al v'esh b'tayra. Lav dafka. Yeah, can we say? Chol v'esh b'tayra nifnei menu. Kam menu kol oilam. It's mashma. That all of Eshem Tariya, you know, you're not from Kolo, you're only from him. He says, it can't be. El Kolei Mahanach Bloi Ahava Kiyayitz B'Shvua. The Mukh B'Gar Gam Gushin, the Mishum Arai is Luchadayu of Lartz. So you see, this older man spoke out that Lav Dafka, Kolo Eshem Tariya, it means things are on level, even there are some of Eres that the world is destroyed even from Kuz V'Chidim. Okay. Kol v'eshem b'tayra v'yesh chos tayin loy shnayim shloish shadayris kind of fundamental altish nemar v'tesia nu mashem tzavakais v'bo ha'beis ha'ganov v'beis ha'nishba v'shmi l'sheker v'lon m'sach beisai v'kol su es eitzav es ha'bonov v'tesia v'altar v'bo ha'beis ha'ganov. So what's this a second, it's all pasuk, what's that? Huh? Another person, whatever close says as Eitzavon, right? So what Haitesia, Alter, is right away. It's gonna happen right away. Ubal Bezaganov, what's that? Zagain of Das Abrias. Shaila Mominates Khaveroi, Bitaina Majbiyai. That's talking about a case where he's Majbiya the guy for no reason. He's Majbiya the guy for no reason. The guy swore falsely. So what's that? Right? Still, so we see the Im Amr Eini and Nishba. What? Why does it say two, three? Yeah, it can be doesn't punish what? What does it say? It's four?
Yeah, and it's all Payim, it's four.
What?
Yeah,
you know,
Payim is.
It's four times five. No, what do you mean? What is Payim is what? No.
That's the contradiction, it's like 500 times more than
the Chalil is. Then Averis, no. So what do you see that it's four? What do you see that Averis is four? Four Darius. There. What?
It's 500 times more.
Yeah. Okay, I hear. I know if you're mine. Okay. Oh. Imam Rain Nishba, pray to know Miyad. Yeah? Pray to know Miyad. So Rashi says, at least read Rashi, right? That's talk about Rashi, but three Rashi. Pay nois miyad, ein mashu nois kan shliyatzin boy. Mal karf tishalem miyad kishkibol bezden. So Rashi says ein mashu nois kan, because we don't want it to be chayzer. So Taisa says pishu kan shliyatzin boy kaim shiyatzin bezden. Right? So Taisa learning Rashi, that means that. Once we get him out of Bezdin, he can't change his mind. In Bezdin, Kolzma's in Bezdin, he can change his mind. Rashi, right? That's Lashon Rashi. Ein Mashon Oisei Kan, Lachar. That's Oisei Lashon Rashi. Ein Mashon Oisei Kan, meaning in Bezdin. And we try to get him out. It's interesting, the Ran, when he explains Rashi, he says, page Nun Aleph in the Mezuha, sorry, Marji. Yeah, Pirish Rashi, Ein Mashu Noisei Kan, Shliyachzer Boi, Akoch Yishalem, Mishkim B'lo Lebezden, Nira, Shu Saver, the Chol Zman Shasugim Bais Inyan, Yochel Achzer Boi, Al Bosa Hachi, Loi, Shemekab B'lo Lebezden, Eze Dover, Shuvin Yochel Achzer Boi. Yes, he learns, even if it's in Bezdin, as long as it's not a Sugim Bais Inyan, I don't know where we got this in Rashi from, but even if Rashi doesn't mean we kick him out, yeah? In Mashino Yisrael Khan, Shriach Zabai. He learns it means only a Sugim Bais Inyan, but because it's not a Sugim Bais Inyan, it's not a Sugim Bais Inyan, he really can't be Chayzer. It's interesting, Stan, that what's the Pshat and Rashi? What's the get over here? There's, you see, like, a lot of Rishonim in different Afam, in different Shitas. Not go through all the Shitas, but the Rando says, even in Rashi, it says, the Chimet Shagomar Dino Yal Atzmoy V'kibl Olav Halosh Shuv Eni Yoch Lachzabay Ki Ilu Gomroy Es Dino B'Bezdin. So in other words, you learn in Rashi, and this is another trend as well, that the idea over here is Gemar Din. Yeah? And even the Rashba, I think, said it in Rashi, when he learned it going out of Bez Din, I think he said that it's Gemar Din. The Pshat is that that if there's a Gemar Din, then you can't be Chayzer. And the whole Shail is, that's really a lot of Shail. You see, it seems to be the whole issue over here is, when is the Gemar Din? So, which the Ran has a funny idea that he's going to the din al atzmai. Yeah, the fact that he said, okay, he's not swearing, he's willing to pay, he's going to the din al atzmai. What kind of, you know, if there's a real gemara din of psak bez, the bezin says say ten loy, right? Okay, so psak bez is machayim. Yeah, but the fact that you said you're going to pay, so that you're going with din al atzmai, you can make your own gemara din. It's a little bit of a funny idea. He quotes Rashi, Pshuta like Taisus. L'man medvarav, l'chol shiyotz mi bezdin, harei hu kigmar din. Ben yach l'aksabai. Ava kol shalo yotza, adan yach l'aksabai. He's also learning Rashi, that the yisoid is gmar din. What seems to be machleik is, when exactly is the gmar din? According to the Ran, as long as, if you're stuck by saying yin, so you really, it's not a full commitment, it's like techle dibur. But if you already said it, so you're going with din al atzmai. And the Taisus and Rashba say, no, Kolzman, you didn't leave Bezdin, it's still not Gemara. Once you left Bezdin, Pshat is, Kilo it's Gemara Din. Again, also, I don't really understand, just to get there, what kind of Gemara Din is that? When you left Bezdin, even the Bezdin didn't paskin, right?
Well, it's in his hands to do it. We say that. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't need to. So, what is Bezdin have to add extra onto it?
So Bezdin has to pass in the halacha. What do you mean for Bezdin? Every Pesach Bezdin
can't say that you need to swear.
What?
Bezdin can't say that you need to swear.
No, because Bezdin pockets. If he doesn't want to swear, so Bezdin's case, then you have to pay. If he's not swearing, he has to pay.
Right, right? By him saying, so okay, Pesach, not swearing. So
there is a formal Pesach in a Bezdin to say pay. If everything is said and done, I have to. Okay, right.
By him leaving that, he's saying he'll pay.
What?
By the guy leaving the bezin, that's him saying I'll pay.
No, he said I'll pay. Even before that, he said I'll pay. Before leaving bezin, he says I'm not going to swear.
Right.
So he's paying, but that's not enough according to the Rashi. He has to leave bezin, or it should be considered gemara din.
No, Morris says.
You're right. The Ran makes more sense because he said he's willing to pay, so the Ran says he was going to the din al atzmai.
Yeah.
Except Pechli Dibur or Sukh Mesinya, he changed his mind. But evidently, why didn't he believe? What does him leave the bezin? He said he's going to pay. What's the bezin?
The question is: in Amr, in Nishba, the second he says I don't want to swear, you're piped right away. Gemara's lashon is it means.
Now what? What do you see from that?
Imamar Ein Nishba, if he says, I'm not swearing, Pachonais Miyad, that's the halacha, that's the Gemara Din.
The
Bezin doesn't need to say anything, he's piked it right away.
Piked means you get rid of him.
Right, but no. Exactly, you're done, that's it.
Well, and there's no formal Pesach Din? Bezin has, of course, for that. Bezin says, say it handily, no? There's no form of Pesach Din in the case of a Shavuot, my Mitzvah, well, of course, it's Pesach Din. If the entire rest, I have Pesach Din. Okay. Imamar Harein Nishba, Oim Nimsham, Oim Rim Zelaze, Suru No Ma'al Ole Rishayim Ha'ela. The Gemara is going to explain later what exactly, why is it Rishayim Ha'ela? Why are they both Rishayim? Shemeshbin Ha'is Ha'im Loi Avidesh, Loi Aldait Chalon, Meshbin Ha'is Chal Aldas Hamakim, Aldas Bezdin, Shkim Etzinim Moshe Rabbeinu, Kishashbias Yisrael. Amalahem, do shloya daitchem ani meshbi eschem el adas hamakim val daiti shenemar lo eschem levadchem yes ashiyash nepoi even though those aren't right, so he's saying so when Rashi says what's all that teinu Rishonim mefarish kama. El al datenu. Mishna time mishum kani derab. That even he swore they gave him the money. Really, he gave it to him because he hid the money in the stick. He gave him the stick. That's how he gave. That's how he's. He gave him the money. So I'm trying to avoid that. A little funny Rashi, maybe not the gives to the Gemara. The Gemara speaks that out. Rashi says, Parashnu, he was Rashi's Pshad. The Gemara says, Agbanim, Vayaschem Kleimar. So where do we see from this pasuk that Aldas, Naldatenu, Naldatchem Kleimar? Loikishatem, Loikishaschem, Machshav is levavchem. Leeschem meaning not what you're thinking in your mind, rather what we're thinking. Ein li'elo is noim de mar sinai. There is a boyim gerim asinu is gaim inayin. See, this is a little funny here because we're not talking about Har Sinai over here, right? We're talking about Avos Moed. Huh? Oh, what's it says? What is this? In the Varma Chotet, that was Avos Moed, right? Where is Har Sinai coming over here? There is Habayim, again, Masil, this guy, and this is a Hemshech Har Sinai. Tamalayim, Esa Sheinenu, fine. Eli Allah, Mitzvah Shekibu Aleim, Har Sinai. Mitzvah Asid, this is Chadish. And Mikri Megillah, and Nai, Tamalayim, Kimu Kibu, Kimu Mashkibu Kfar. And this Rebbe reminded me that there's a in Shoresh Aleph and Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam argues with the Bahag and takes the Bahag to task for counting their abundance. So the Rambam says their abundance are not tarig, right? We're not tarig mitzvahs. Silan Moshe Mesinai, Tumara says. Teretz Yvonne Moshe. Puff Rej Yud Aleph. The mitzvahs that came later is not included. He quotes our Gemara. And the Rambam quotes the Gemara. Lashon Gemara b'Shavuos. Ein le'el mitzvahs shen stavu. Shesin l'schadesh chemikah megillah minayin. Tam lo'im akimu v'ashkevuk hu sheyaminu. So in other words, the Rambam is bothered. The Chardis Gemara is mashma. Kilu. All the mitzvahs. These mitzvahs are also given in Sinai. He says, no. Doesn't mean that Kilu already had the mitzvahs now. But the Rabban, Pekari, says that this Gemara is taka, the basis for the Bahag. And the idea is that since by Moshe and Har Sinai, it was said that Klai Yisrael has to accept it, so that's enough to be considered. That's enough to be considered. Teretz Yivonu Moshe, meaning Moshe Benu already made them swear, made them in Kabul, accept all the Dinim of Rabbanon. That's already enough for the Bahag to consider it Messina. Yeah. Look more about it. My afhi b'lashayin in that. Now the Gemara is, we saw with the Braisa. Afhi b'lashayin in that, what does that mean? Because it's not an elu namar b'chaloshayin. Parash esayit, davida maisa, kriyashma, tefila, peros hamozen, shmos haedus, shmos Kamanami, the Braisa, that's the Mishnah. Braisa says, Rosa the Anum, also. Afi, Lashayin, and Amra. So we said, according to Rimba Gash, you have to add a Bechulu.
Yeah.
What?
Isn't it It's weird that the Gemara is saying it like this.
I said, that's what you have to add a Bechulu. And as the Mishmul explains, going on the Sefer. Going to say for the Mishnah, which is also we discussed yesterday, which talks about those that are Dafka said, Lashon Kodesh. Right, it's awkward anyway, but with the chulav, because it's, you know, it's misleading at best. At least it should tell you, right? Speak it out. So, that's the way the Gash learns, right? Lashon Nemra means Lashon Kodesh, Lashon of the Torah, which is Lashon Kodesh. Omar. Hamideya, Shekola and Kuloi, Nizdazeh, Beshah, Shem Kodesh Baruch, Lizzie Shem Shem Kodesh Shah. My time, Hilay Meshuv, Tisyad Bat Nasinai. That's why it was so scary. It was given in Har Sinai. As a Dibbis Nam Yisya. So why is the Sisa any more common than the rest of Sarah's Dibbis? Elm Shin Mechamir, Michamir Batanan. Elohein Kalos. Hasei, Vlais Hasei. Chosim Lasisa. Lasisa is more common than regular Vlais Hasei. Chamuris, what's that? Lucrez, Mrs. Bezdin, Lysisi Moy. So the Mishnah itself is Mashman the Betsim that Lysisi is on level with, which is what Rabban said, Rabban brought this Mishnah, that Lysisi is on level with Lucrez, Mrs. Bezdin, but not more Chomer. That's what we saw in Rabban yesterday.
Why isn't that a good answer? Just stay there. Just
what?
For a Lysisi, because it's on the level of Lysisi and Mrs.
Bezdin,
that's why
what you're about to
say. So, like I say, still, it's on that level of
Krisis,
that's why
the world changed. Say it, but why, it's still Sefer Sefer, it's not more Chomer than Krisis Bezdin. So, the world didn't shake on Krisis Bezdin, just because it's Chomer. So, that's right, Rashi, let's see, Mom. Alma, Lechemir, Krisis Bezdin. Yeah? Oh, it's right, I'm just going to cover Rashi's. Parish Saitik, Shmesh Bin Isa, Hashmi Uha. Yes, Lema Leinake, Shkarnema, Venake. Okay, it's sad. Menake who the Shavim. Then a Menake, the Shainan Shavim. So, it's not Menake if you don't chew. If you do chew, it's Menake. Shankane. Shvua. And if you do chew, it's not Menake, that's the Chumno. Klavesh of a Tayyar in front of Menu. Kami Menu Mishpachtai. Veshim term Mishpachtai loy, but Ksiv is something is panai bishayi with Mishpachtai. Metanya, I'm a Shimon, the Muchotam, Mishpachtai, Machatas. Why is Mishpach getting punished for the Veira of the Baal Mishpacha? I am the Chayanka Mishpacha, Sheesh Pamuchis, Shein Kul Muchsin, Sheesh Listim, Shein Kul Listim, Fnei, Shem Chapin Olof. So really, we've got another reason because the mishpacha they cover for him. Since they cover for him, so mele they're guilty also. They cover for him. Right? They give him that that place. They're okay with him. That itself makes them guilty. I guess if they wouldn't cover for him, then he maybe wouldn't do it. But now he has the support of his family that makes them guilty. So we see in other areas, mishpacha gets punished. Hasam medina achrina, hacha medina today. Kinsani, Rabbi Aimer. Something is punished. Mishpachta v'chrati oisai. It's called zayin achra. Yeah, v'chrati oisai. Matam line. If you never something ani is panai, you'll call mishpacha kula bikares. Tamalayim no. V'chrati oisai. Oisai bikares. Look, mishpacha kula bikares. In other words, mishpacha. Although they get punished, not with the same severity as the Chayit himself. Over Shabbatayra and Ephraim Menu, Mikami Menu, Mikol Ailam Kulai. Pentimara, Mikol Over Shabbatayra, Mikol Ailam Lai. Baksiv, Bakashal Ish, Ba'achiv, Ish, Ba'avain Achiv. Lamech, Mikol Yisrael, Rabin Zelazet. Bakashal Ish, Ba'achiv, that means you're Nichshal, Na'avain, you get punished. For that bear, someone else does. Why? Because Kol Yisrael Reim Zelazet. You're responsible. All Jews are responsible for each other. So we see even other bears, other people, even chutz of the mishpacha get punished. Mar says Hasam sheish bil numcha is vay michu. Why they get punished? Only because they could have been ma'icha. Well, let's say they couldn't be ma'icha. Then there's no din of they don't get punished. Oh. So what's the din? Let's say you know that the person, right, is not going to be mekap techacha. Right? So the Gemara is saying it's anti and lumchat. But let's say, is there a chiv techacha though? Is there a chiv techacha even though you know they're not going to kalp techacha? So the Urayim brought down the Snag Mitzvah Aleph, which the Mishvur actually discusses this in Simon Tavre Shches. It talks there about the din that the Mutu Shu Shoyg Malyam Azidim. Sometimes we say that. It's better if someone's shaygi, it's better not to mechiach him. If he's not going to listen, then that'll be amazing. See, you end up being worse off after the techacha than before the techacha. So then, kids, there's a whole richas over there, all the problem. I'm not going to all the problem techach right now. There's one point I want to make, and it's a point which is gay, a shtickle to Rav Magash over here. So the Urayim says, look at this. The smag is mitzvah. Call me shiviyot the limchayz. Vein the ma'icha. Who need to ba'avayin? Elish ef shaloi limchayz. Ahem. Shenem ma'i kotz paskin yicheskel. Then he quotes our Gemara. Ba'ata kiloi. His harasa yu rosh. Ba'avayin the yamus. V'dom ma'i miyot ha'vakesh. We are seen in the perek Shavuos the Yanu. Quotes our Gemara. B'kosh lish v'achiv. Ba'avayin achim. Mochal. However, it says the Urayim that the Gemara in Shabbos that nun hey merchiach nuadim besafik in biyad limchais. Our Gemara says if it's biyad limchais, who nitvas? What if it's a safik? So that's mukhan the Gemara in Shabbos that nun hey even a safik who nitvas? What's the raya over there? Then the Gemara is talking about at a korban, Hashem tells the even the tzaddikim over there. It says over there, Keshbaruch tells Gabriel, Leich Rishayim al mitzvah shal tzaddikim top, right? Shal diyay. Shishlu ben malchei chavala. Mitzchem shal rishayim tav shal dam kedei sheyishlu ben malchei shar malchei chaval. He told them tzaddikim put a tav in ink, written in ink, and for rishayim in blood. So the malchei chaval will know who to go after. Yeah, am mizadin manishtan el meelu amalah alah tzaddikim gemurim alah rishayim gemurim. What's your question? They should be meicha. Why would they meicha? True, they're tzaddikim, but they're tzaddik and pelts. Tzaddik and pelts. Okay. Tzaddik and pelts is the tzaddik that's wearing a fur coat and doesn't want to turn on the heat, waste the money for. Anyway, so. Shabbat says, I know that the techach won't have help. So Meila, it remains a deacon. Amalafana Rabbi Shalaila, Mfanech Galoi, Lahem Mi Galoi. They don't know. Maybe, as far as they're concerned, it could have helped. Meila, that's why, so the Mizra didn't want. And the Chziv, Zakim, Bakr, Basul, Otap, and Nashim, Tahargu, Lamashchis. Al Kolish, Asher Olav, Hatav, Yitzhak. So Kadosh Baruch Hu lost the debate with the Midas Hadin. Yeah, so Zakti Reim, it's even that Gemara. Even when it's a Safik, still we say that you are nitvis by a Sabbain, Kadosh Reim is all Zer. That's what he learns. It's even that Gemara that, when our Gemara says that, Yesh by Limchais. Laimichas, even in a suffix. Okay? Oh, but he says, what if it's a bad day? What if they did know? Okay? They knew that it wasn't going to help. Let's say it was a bad day. So he says, Akireim, in that case, so there we see from the passages from the Gemara and Shabbos, and there's no, you don't have our Gemara, that's our Gemara also. Right? If it's and the other limchais, because you know that they wouldn't accept the techacha, then you don't get punished. You're not mitzvahs by sabayim. But he says the chiyuv techacha you have, chiyuv techacha you have. He says im oivim mezidim, yeah, ubaru loish leikablu. If it's shaygig, so you shouldn't tell them. But let's say they're mazid, and you know they're not going to become the chacha. Afa pishapot the ma'inish misa k'much b'shach Shabbos. Chomakon ma'isa dechev dechirich le'mifter. Masay dechirich le'mifter. Still you have mitzvah techacha. Ad Gemara says mitzvah techacha is until hakah, until zifa. Afagav shemaisel anshan shloi kablu, right? They're going to get more of an einish because you be machiach them, and they're not going to listen. But that's in fact someone's machiach them, and they're still not listening. They're going to get more of an einish. Halatei l'rasha v'yamais. Pour it on. Halatei l'rasha v'yamais. Oh, Bani Aimer says the smag. I don't know why someone put in brackets over here. Shein ze'ela ki'im eitz ha'tayva. Ki'ap mezidim tzarech lishtayk. Echayv la'adam lo'ymer, sh'loy lo'ymer dava sh'enin nishma. Al teichach letz pen yisnechad. The smag says, himself says, that no. If you know he's not gliss, there's no mistachach either. And the Gemara Nivam is, tav samachay, just like it's a mitzvah to say something that people will hear, also a mitzvah not to say something that you know that no one's going to listen. But Samazachar from that comes out of the Yisif Negemara that even by tzaddikim, yeah, they get punished, right? That's why it's Chayesh Tegapella on the Rimagash, where he learns the next Gemara. Let's see. Gemara says, "My yikar be rishayim the mishpachnoi, rishayim the alma." Means a digim the mishpachnoi. Let's digim the alma. So, in other words. What's bothering the Gemara? The Braisa told us two things. Yeah, first of all, that the Mishpach is punished. Then it said that the whole world's punished. Right? So if the Mishpach is punished, the whole world's punished. Well, why? What are these two categories? Right? And also by Shara Veris, we also said Mishpach is punished because they're Mokhsim because of Mechapim. right? And we have Mishpacha, then we have anybody that was building Limchais. So by other Averis, it was both by Shvua, and by other Averis, there's a difference between Mishpacha and the rest of the world. So, where does that difference show itself? It seems to be more chamer by the Mishpacha. So in what way is the Mishpacha more chamer than Aleph by Shvua, where everyone gets punished? Beis by Shaar HaBeiris, where it's B'yad HaLimchais, where it's B'yad HaLimchais. Where the Gemara says everyone else gets punished also, where it's B'yad HaLimchais. The Gemara is assuming that it's different, because it has a separate parasha of Mishpacha. So the truth of the matter is, the Gabi Shara Beiris, that's him, the simple chiluk would be that the Mishpach is punished even if it's not B'yad HaLimchais, right? Mishpach is because Shem B'nei Shem Mechapin. They couldn't necessarily stop the guy, but they're giving the guy the cover, yeah? They're giving the guy back, yeah? But it doesn't mean, but Mashenk and by everyone else, you need not to be B'yad HaLimchais. I mean, gosh, someone says, mix that out. Okay, so let's see. So what does the Gemara say? So as the Gemara, yeah, then the Gemara brings in the tzaddikim. That's not clear where the Gemara b'chal, you know, the way we see b'chal is called tzaddikim rishayim. That was not mavur in the sugya, in the psukim, that should be shechilik, but the Gemara for some reason feels necessary to make this chilik. So what does the Gemara come out? Ma'ikim in Roshon Mishpachta, Roshon Alma, but Tzidik in Mishpachta, Tzidik in the Alma. Says the Gemara. Hu b'shar ve'er is bedinei. Roshon Mishpachta, bedin chamur. Rishon Alma b'din akal, and speaking d'ocha p'tiri. So tzaddikim by Shaar HaBeiris, tzaddikim are pater by Shaar HaBeiris. The tzaddikim of the mishpacha and tzaddikim of by Shaar HaBeiris. So here the Rebbe Magash says, Yehudi Magar says like this: Shaar HaBeiris, who mishmachtin Ephraim mehem, ben sheyesh b'yad HaLimchais, ben sheyesh ein b'yad HaLimchais, mishum l'chapur aleih. Like we just said, the requirement of yesh b'yad HaLimchais does not apply to the mishpacha, because there is not because you could have been ma'ich, it's because of mechapin. V'chol ha'olam kulay. That's the Gemara. Miu, who bedine? Rishon mishpachta bedin acher el shudin chamor. Rishon de'alma sheyesh b'yad HaLimchais bedin akal. So even though yesh b'yad HaLimchais ain ma'icha nitvus v'ayis havain, it's still less chamor than mishpacha. You know, this is really not really mochach, right? Because we say this din of the chiddush of the mishpacha is even if it's ain b'yad HaLimchais, still the fnei shem mechapin they get punished, right? There's another din, but the rest of the world, if it's b'yad HaLimchais, they also get punished. Now, who said that the mishpacha in a oifin where it's ain b'yad HaLimchais, still the einish is more than some ba'alma who's yachal limchais, right? I could have said maybe the opposite. It says komish yesh b'ad limchais ve'en amaycha who nitvas ba'is ha'avayin, right? Sounds like the kolish ha'reim zel zeh nitvas ba'is ha'avayin. There it's only mechapin. I don't know mechtesi that mechapin is worse off then where's any yachal limchayis? Right, regards to the feresh, the case of mishpach is even any yachal limchayis, but mechapin, and that's the rishayim over there are more chamor than where's biad limchayis people be alma. Okay, I don't know how the Gemara knew that. Say, then the Rimagash says though, Tzadika the Hacha Patiri. V'yafal pi sheyesh b'yodin l'mchayis. This is a harpella. This is even sheyesh b'yodin l'mchayis. So the Rimagash, that's what it says. Tzadika the Hacha. So the Rimagash understands that to me, not stam because it's a tzadik. I mean, because it's a tzadik, even if it's b'yodin l'mchayis. In other words, the chiluk is just whether he's a tzadik or he's a rasha, right? Right, and still we're saying that Ba'alma, the Rasha, gets punished. The Tzaddik doesn't. So, I mean, everything else is equal except that this Rasha is a Tzaddik. And still, he doesn't get punished. There's a battle against the Gemara and Shabbos. We just mentioned the whole Gemara and Shabbos. Mishas the Churban. That was the Urayim's Raya. That even if it's Safik. If Safak Yad Limchais, yeah, Safak Yad Limchais, that still our Gemara applies. Now the Rambam says, basically Gemara Shabbos, even Safak Yad Limchais, yeah, we say it in our Gemara. Okay, so Rambam says that. And over there, there was a deacon, right? And still the Gemara says they got punished for that. So I don't know how the Rambam is going to learn that Gemara.
Hacha Mishpacha and Rambam. Hacha.
Mishpacha and non-mishpacha, tzaddikim. They get it scot free, not by shvua. I went to the Gemara talks to the non-shvua first, and the Rimagash talks about non-shvua second. I skipped to the second. I was reading the second after Rimagash.
So when he said the bishar beir shvu mishpacha,
right?
Right. That specifically.
It comes out being by Rosh, but he explains that later. Gemara says it's after Rosh. Yid Mishpach, and then also as a chidra, Yid Mishpach is only by Rosh, not by Tzadik.
Where's
the Sirayim? The smog means down. The smog means down the Irayim.
Yeah, where?
The smog was in Aleph. Yeah. I say it Aleph. Say it, no problem. Now, okay, so that's the Gabe Shara Beres.
What's that have to do with Rosh? He says Mishum the Machal out.
No.
Because they're covering up.
I don't know why. I think this chiluk of the Gemara between the Tzadik and the Rasha, I don't know where the Gemara got it from. I don't know. You're right. I don't know. Why should. But if this is far of Mechapin, if it's Tzadik, if it's Mechapin, it's Mechapin. Okay, this is the same question I have there. If it's about Limchas, just because it's Tzadik, why should he be Pater? I'm just asking for the Gemara, but you can ask it as far also. Is it Tzadik? So is it Tzadik? Right, the tzaddik compels. Right, why should he potter? It's b'yad limchais. Why should he potter? It's b'yad limchais. And who nit b'lai zavoyim? Kosh leish b'achiv. Even mitzvah. Rat k'mar and Shabbos. And you're right. Boz right also. B'nei vei b'nei mishpacha. Why should be also? Why should be different? Okay, that's the gabbai sharveis. Look the Gemara. Who b'sharveis bedinim? Shem b'mishpacha bedin chamor. Shem b'alam bedin akah. Tzadiki, the hacha p'tiri. Now, kabishvua. Who rishoyim the mishpacha bedinay? That's the chiddush of shvua. Then it says, al tidin espicha lachnis besarcha. And then we say that shvua is more chamor. In other variants, right? That means if in my other variants, the mishpacha gets punished, right? Then it must be that within chamor, it must be that one darg off of that is the same level by shvua, right? It's interesting, yeah. Now mishvua who rishon mishpachta bedinei rishon the alma. Bidin Chamer. And again, we're being made by Tzadikin, but over here, by here, we say even Tzadikin get punished, But here we say that both mishpacha and not mishpacha is din akam.
What's the reason that's the only question
here? It's more chamer. Shavuot is more chamer.
But the reason is mashlim.
What?
Because they recover from.
No, even non-mishpacha. Even non-mishpacha. That's all chumar shua. That the whole world gets punished was a shua. Nothing to do with covering. I can't have a lot of it, right? So, right. Let's finish it tomorrow. So Gemara, means we're calling them both Rishayim. Bishlam Huda Kamishnaba, Koi Bisura, Alhuda the Kamashba, Le Amai. What did he do wrong? So the guy is throwing falsely on his dad. He's a Rasha. Why is the Mashbiya Rasha? The Gemara, she was with the Menchneim. Malamish called Shmuel Shneim. Says Rashi, she Shneim the Noshim. But why? What's the Mashbiya? What did he do wrong? She did the glimpse of mind the Biad Neman Ubo Dechil Hashem. It's the fact that he was Gairim. The fact that he trusted this guy, he should have made sure the guy's not a thief and a liar. And mainly, he's Gair of the Chol Hashem. That's what Rashi learns. You look at the Agos Maimini in Parag, and also the Rav down such a tzad. Because on Maimini, it says even more. Parag Yinal of Yitches. He brings down a pshat. He brings it down from Berentam. Pish Berentam. Pish Berentam. She'im nishba l'sheker, yeish gam al mashbiya oyin shvu shegoyer m'chol zeh. Shlohar lisa l'idnimah. This is Rashi. Oh. And he says, v'im nishba be'emes. So this is bad in the Gemara. This is the Gemara is talking about the nishba be'emes, right? The Gemara is saying, because we're worried about, why are we saying calling them a Rishayim? Al-Tzad Sheker, right? What we saw in Rash is only Al-Tzad Sheker. The Gemara says, the guy that swore, obviously swore falsely. The guy that was Meshbim, he's also at fault. Oh, what about Nishba Emes? That we would have said, there's no problem. We're only calling them a Rishayim. Al-Tzad, that's Sheker. No, so the Gus Maimi says, no, even Al-Tzad Emes. Because Haray, I guess he's bothered, but we don't know if maybe the guy's swearing truthfully, right? Maybe he's swearing correct. As soon as he says he's gonna swear, oh, boom! Sooner not Mal Shamelo. We'll give the guy a chance. We'll give the guy a break. Midal comes close. Maybe he's swearing truthfully. Well, why are we calling him Rishayim? Right? Says this the Gus Maimi. And this be'emes yesh al mashbiya oyne shvuah shav shehshbiyay v'al nishbe yesh oyne shvuah b'chinam shenizgal v'al yaday. He says, if this is correct, so first of all, the mashbiya has an abeir over here oyne shvuah shav shehshbiyay. Why is it shvuah shav? It's not Shmuel Shav, right? The guy had to swear. It's not Shmuel Shav, right? So Chayra, I think maybe what it means is that Bemisin, what is Shmuel Shav? A Shmuel has no point, right? So Batsim, Mitzad the Mashbiya, the Shmuel has no point. The Mashbiya knows that he's right. He's being Tavesh like it did, right? Shmuel Shav, right? So now, so what he made the guy swear for no reason. So clapping him, it's like a shvuah shav. Saying it, but it's all because of him. It's all because of him. He's being tevesh like a din. He's about 100, the guy's more than 50. Really, the guy only knows 50, right? So you, so mitzad bez the bez right. So mitzad the guy bez mitzad shvusha. Mitzad bez the chaz not shvusha. But ma'isa this guy mitzad him. It's a shvutz for nothing. Maybe. Oh, but then he says, what about the guy that's swearing? Yeah. Yeah. Ba nishba yesh einis shvuz shvu b'chinam shnis galgal yaday. Right. This is a petla. Right. That even it, that. That's a fact that he was the guy that he ended up, he was the guy that because of him there's a Sashua Shav over here. Somehow, obviously, he has some type of chet that he's a Shekapella. Moreover, the Rambam in Mitzvah Zayin says, Ushmoy Teshaveya, right? The Rambam's a chor can't look like this. Ushmoy Teshaveya, the Rambam says, that is a mitzvah to swear, is a mitzvah to swear b'shem Hashem when you have a chiyuv shvuah. To demevar something is a mitzvah to swear b'shem Hashem u'b'shmoy teshaveya. Shetzivonu l'ishav b'shmoy z'alok, shetztarech l'kayim dov men advarim. U'lachishay, ki b'zeh ha'gedulo l'shem y'z'alok, u'kavoy. It's a kavod to swear correctly. B'shem Hashem, that's a covenant, because you're saying Hashem is the ultimate truth. Like we discussed, right? Just like Hashem is true, it's also true. So you're being ma'amis to Kosh Baruch Hu. And this he goes back to that Gemara Laman. Hey, Amar Torah Yishav B'shmi, V'Amar Torah Al Tishavak. Right? There's a question in first one. Where is Amar Torah Yishav B'shmi? Rashi says, Shush Hashem T'yeh Ben Shnei. Rambam says, no, Amad Hishav B'Shmi is Ushmoy Teshaveya. Oh, so the Chayra, so the Rambam, Zichah can't learn like this Hakadosh Maimon, right? Who says that even when the Nishma L'Emes is a problem, Mitzad, the guy that swore. Yeah? So, again, Rashi never discussed. When it's written emes, Rashi only discusses when it's written shagat. Because Rashi also he's only handling that bet's lashon Gemara. Gemara says Bishlama, the guy that's swearing is a rasha. Meaning the guy that's swearing, so like it did, right? Gemara says Bishlama ha'udikah mishtaba koy b'isura. But what's koy b'isura? Pashta means when it's sheker. Well, we could learn the Gemara that way, right? You see, because Miami was bothered by the bad smash, all I find him. Anyway, so the Rambam Chayyim can't learn that way. Now, the because Miami is another pshat from Ben Hanano. Now, wasn't he mentioning him? That when we say ben shneim, it's tumah duda v'keses. If he's nishba al sheker, then who's the rasha? The one that's nishba. If it's nishba al emes, who's the rasha? The guy's been mashbiyim, right? So if he's that's good, that's what I'm calling that. So the ben shneim, the rasha learns ben shneim means the one that's nishba sheker. And the one that's might be a sheker, he shouldn't have gotten into this mess l'atchila. He calls from the Merech Hanan, and Rav says in Shem Rehan Tam Grada that it means that the Ben Shneim is depending on which shvuah. If it's a shvuah sheker, then it's a nishba. If it's a shvuah emes, then it's the mashbiyah, because he's the one that's making him swear for no reason.